Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Cheryl Durst, who is the Executive VP and CEO of the IIDA, which is the International Interior Design Association. Cheryl, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you doing?
I'm well. Good to talk to you. I've been looking forward to this a little while to get you. You're a busy person, but I've talked to a lot of different people, and it seems to me there's a lot of changes going on around what NeoCon is going to look like and where people's spaces are going to be in early June for our annual NeoCon show, and I want to talk to you about that.
Absolutely, Kemp. You know, obviously at IIDA, we get a lot of questions from the design community, from the manufacturing community, both floor covering and furniture and textiles. And I think probably the most important thing for people to know is that there will be a NeoCon this year. It essentially is going to, I think, for so many people feel the same. I think there are a lot of people that are very excited about NeoCon happening. The design community is very excited about it. A lot of new product will be on display, but absolutely due to the fact that the Merchandise Mart has a very new, very large tenant that hasn't yet moved into the building, it's causing some shifts in the real estate of the Merchandise Mart. So a lot of showrooms, floor covering absolutely included, there's been a lot of movement.
Yeah, okay. So most everybody knows that that new tenant is Google, and they're,
correct,
and they're coming in. And right now, though, I know that you also are a tenant of this building. You go in the space all the time. The key floors are not going to change. I mean, we're still going to have NeoCon on 3 and 7 and 8 and 10 and 11, right?
Correct. That's correct.
All right. That's not going to change, but I do know, and some of this, you know, is based on changes in ownership. Like, we know that Interface and Bentley Prince Street aren't going to be beside each other, and I actually talked last week to Ralph Grogan in an interview, and he told us that he was moving down on Kinsey, but yet was going to take a small space and was going to take the Fortune space on 10, right?
Yes, I heard that. Definitely heard that as well.
And an Interface, too, I think, also is going to take some space out of the Mart, but also keep a little bit of space.
But still keep a presence in the building. And I think, Kemp, that seems to be very much a trend, that there seems to be this movement of some current long-term tenants who are kind of exercising some lease options since the, I guess in real estate terms, you can say slightly the character of the building is changing. It is still a Mart, but furniture design may not necessarily be the focus. There is very much a high-tech presence that Google will be reinforcing that. So that is causing some tenants to perhaps rethink their brand and looking at some outside retail space. But because this building is still very much considered a center for the design community, they are electing to look at some way, shape, or form keeping a presence in the building.
Now, I've heard that Antron's not going to be in the building at all. Is that right?
I have heard that as well, but I don't know that that's been confirmed.
Okay. So do you know of any, just obviously my audience is focused in floor covering. Do you know of any other major changes amongst the tenants? Or?
Kemp, I've heard some movement from folks like Atlas, probably no different than what you've heard from your colleagues. You know, I know that there's a lot of activity in the building right now, which is always a good sign when we see activity in the building in February and March with people redoing their showrooms, whether it's an expansion or not. I heard that there were a couple of more folks who were thinking about shifting into some spaces on 3 and on 10 or 11. I don't know who they are, though.
Right, okay. Well, I know Mannington is going to try to bring Amtico in their space, and they already are pretty tight in their space, so I'm not sure what they're going to do there, but they're probably wanting to expand.
Yeah, and so, you know, there's some obvious things that are happening because of so many floor covering manufacturers are really taking a hard and fast look at branding, right? And many of them have acquired a number of very different brands. And I think in this day and age, everyone's struggling with how do you communicate those brands to the design community.
Okay.
So that could be people, you know, just kind of like Pandas, who's now part of the Tarkett family.
Right. Yeah.
I think that it's just kind of part and parcel with the physical changes in the Mart. I think it also has everything to do with where we are with our economy and this, you know, again, this move to merge and acquire additional brands. And then how do you present those brands in a really cohesive way?
That's right, because Tandis was on 3 and Johnsonite was always on 8, I believe.
Yep, so, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. All right, well, let me just ask you, as Google comes in there and probably starts doing some tenant demands on building upgrades. Do you have lightning fast elevators in there now?
They're coming. Rumor has it they're coming, and things like technology upgrades. I mean, for a lot of people, depending on where you were in the building, your showroom could be a dead zone when it came to connectivity, and some of those things are starting to change.
Well, thanks for the update on the Merchandise Mart there in Chicago. Tell us what's going on lately with the IIDA. What have you guys been focused on?
Oh, wow. IIDA, we are continuing to grow and expand. Our members have weathered the recession quite well. And so the association is growing. We are also growing incredibly internationally. We have members in over 58 countries. This year in Milan, we're debuting IIDA Milan chapter.
Okay.
And as many of your colleagues know, we've become, our expertise has really become competitions, design competitions. So this year we debuted an IIDA Best of Latin America competition, which featured entries from over 16 countries in Latin America. And then in the summer, we're going to be debuting the Best of Asia competition. We also work with a number of floor covering companies on their, they do individual competitions, so we lend some consultation and expertise to that effort as well. And we're partnering with our colleagues in Canada, the Interior Designers of Canada. We partner with our colleagues at ASID, so you're going to see a lot more collaborative effort coming from the membership organizations in North America as well.
Yeah, well, you said one comment a minute ago, which is really encouraging to hear, because we do watch the AIA Billings Index, and you know, it's been rough. This recession has affected the architectural firms, and you've seen a little bit of decentralization as they've reduced staff. Some of that staff that's very talented has gone off and hung their own shingle. So that probably hasn't affected their motivation to stay in membership with you, but I think it has changed the landscape just a bit.
Absolutely, and we are seeing far many more designers than in years past actually no longer working at firms, but working for manufacturers. That's an expertise that manufacturers acquire, so it actually strengthens, you know, a manufacturer when they're bringing designers on staff, either as sales or as product specialists. But what's been really good to see, Kemp, is that there were a lot of designers, I called them kind of gypsy nomad designers, who were working on a contract basis. They'd been let go from their firms early on in the recession, and those designers are now kind of coming back and working at firms, so being brought back on as full-time employees.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, I think, you know, with the combination of new product that we're seeing, with the emergence, hospitality is making a nice comeback.
Yes.
Healthcare is healthy. Educational and institutional has stayed pretty healthy. So it's nice to see some of these vertical markets keeping a lot of people very busy.
All right, Cheryl, well, thanks for spending time with us. Again, I've been talking to Cheryl Durst, who is Executive VP and CEO with IIDA, based in Chicago. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.